Time now to take a look at some of the hidden gems amongst our streaming services, a little something we like to call swimming upstream. Every week, we take a look at some great bingeable content among our streaming services. We give you a little bit of a push in the right direction with some things that we are really enjoying. One of our wonderful producers, his name is Ryan. He's in the studio with us now. Ryan, good morning. Now, you have an offering that I'm aware of but haven't really watched yet this week.
Yeah, so Netflix is sort of branching out, doing a lot of teen type comedies lately.
Oh, aren't they?
Yeah, and I've always been a sucker for them.
Like, oh, me too.
Even as I get older.
Right. It like started with the kind of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
Mid-90s.
She's the Man. All those sorts of like mid-90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then now I'm still obsessed.
Yeah. Same. So this one has obviously Jennifer Aniston in it, who's great.
Queen.
And it's got an Australian actress. Danielle McDonald is the lead character in this. It's called Dumplin.
Is she Australian?
She is. I didn't know, but I Google every TV show.
Yeah. Great accent.
Yeah, because it's set in Texas, so it's very country, ochre, American.
Yeah, okay, cool. So tell us about the premise for this film.
So it's pretty sort of fish out of water. She's a sort of small town country girl, and she's she calls herself Fat. And so she's a bit different to all the other girls in the town. And her mum's a former beauty queen.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. So her mum's quite trim, obviously. And
all those, like, very typical beauty standard ideals.
Yeah. And the pageants are her life. So they have these pageants once a year over there. I guess it's kind of like a debutante ball in Australia or a formal.
They go over the top with these pageants. Oh, Toddles and Tiaras was one of my favourite shows for a really long time.
Yeah, Honey Bobo, I think, was my friends used to talk about.
Yes.
But basically there's a pageant coming up and after losing a family member, Willow Dean, who's the lead character, Dumplin, her mother calls her, she decides to go in the pageant as a protest.
Oh, wow.
And it's sort of about her journey in the pageant. It's a comedy.
Like a coming of age kind of story.
Kind of. I mean, she learns some stuff about herself, how to sort of love herself, how to let go of a few of her own insecurities and come to terms with who she is and also build a relationship with her mum because they weren't close when she was growing up.
That's nice. It seems like a bit of a funny film.
Oh, it is. And also huge Dolly Parton soundtrack. So the character. So the character in this, Willow Dean, is a massive Dolly Parton fan, and it's just, you're either going to love Dolly more after you watch this, or you might not be able to get through it because there's a lot of Dolly Parton.
Okay. I mean, I'm in. I'm down. Yeah. I'm there. It sounds great.
It's great.
It's like fun viewing.
It's heartwarming and it's sort of light and it's just, I mean.
And I mean, it's like it's Jennifer Aniston and Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Anything for a while.
The last film I remember seeing her in was that We're the Millers and it was fantastic. Yeah. Very funny. She can branch into comedy quite well, but she does those serious roles really well as well.
Yeah.
She's just a bit of an idol of mine.
You do feel old watching her because I remember when she was sort of the younger single character in Friends.
Yeah, and she now was like Rachel from Friends.
Mum of a teenage girl.
And you're like, Rachel, what happened?
But she still looks amazing. So.
Oh, my God. She has not aged a damn day.
No.
Yeah. That's what money will do. It will keep you young.
Exactly. Hollywood.
All right. So that one's on Netflix.
Yeah. It's there now. Yep.
Okay. I watched like the first maybe like 5 minutes yesterday before my partner kind of moaned and said, can't we watch something else? And I went, fine, I'm going to watch this by myself.
Yeah,
and
it's a bit of a chick flick.
Yeah. But like it seems fun.
It is. It'll make you smile.
Yeah. And I love Dolly Parton, so I will just sing along.
Yeah, I did download a few more of her tracks. I was aware of some, but, you know, this is like beyond 9 to 5 and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, and Jolene and...
Yeah, the soundtrack's actually great as well because she redoes some of her songs and Sia does a duet with her in one of the songs in the movie. Yeah.
Sia?
Yeah.
Does Sia appear in the film?
I'm not sure.
Or is it just she like doesn't, the soundtrack?
She never shows her face,
never,
does she?
Never, ever, ever.
But there is a song, it's called Here I Am, which is an original Dolly song, but Sia has done like a rendition with Dolly.
With this girl. So, oh, with Dolly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So quite powerful.
Oh, Dolly. I think Dolly.
Another Australian connection.
Yeah. Lots of Australian connections.
Yeah.
It's so great to see like young Australian actresses out there as well. I think we've got such incredible talent here in Australia.
Fantastic. I think it's one of the things I think about, though, is you know, why can't they make it here? Because our industry obviously isn't as big, but also are we supporting it enough to let the talent
develop
here?
Or do they have to go overseas to kind of develop themselves? Yeah. That's sad. Little shout out to a great Australian actress who was just nominated for a Golden Globe, Yvonne Shirosky.
From Handmaid's Tale.
From Handmaid's Tale.
She was awesome in that second season.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She is like everything I want to be when I grow up. Yeah. She's just a really cool lady and a great actress.
Well, that character was so hateful, but you also kind of rooted for her.
Yeah. What a complex character, right? And the way she played it was just this really conflicting. It was amazing.
Yeah.
She's also just had a baby too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I got something.
So what have you been watching?
I haven't been watching anything, I've been listening to something. This is a podcast that I've just found really, really different tone. So this is a podcast. It's called Believed. It's been co-produced by NPR and Michigan Radio over in the States. And it's an exploration of the Larry Nassar case over in the States. So if you don't know Larry Nassar, he was a team doctor for the USA gymnastics team, really, really famous doctor, really well known, really well respected up until recently and really well loved up until recently. In 2016, he was charged with the sexual assault of a bunch of kids, a bunch of young people who were patients of his, a lot of them young gymnasts, in these really, really horrific accounts of sexual assault and sexual abuse. Trigger warning with this one, it does talk quite graphically about the abuse of young children, and it does talk quite graphically about the heinous crimes this man committed, which he has admitted to committing. But it's a really interesting look because when all this came out and all of a sudden, I think 125 victims were, legitimate response. It was 125 known victims. That people believe is nowhere near the real number. But at least 125 women and girls have come forward and said, yes, he assaulted and abused me. Everyone thought at the time, how could this have happened? How could this have gotten this bad? How could he have gotten away with this?
How did no one know or notice?
A huge reason is because the young girls who were coming forward weren't believed when their stories were being told. There was this really odd, he's a very manipulating man, and he kind of did this all under the guise of medical practice, and he got away with it. Like multiple times he was reported and accused of these things, and he got away with it for years and years and years. So this podcast kind of examines how this environment was created and how the story unfolded, how for years and years and years women weren't believed and young girls weren't believed when they were coming forward, and what it took to tip the scales, and then the huge kind of response that flooded out afterwards. It has been really well done, this podcast. So it's reported on by two women, Lindsay Smith and Kate Wells. Kate Wells has been following the case since 2016.
Yeah.
She's been on it. Lindsay Smith helped break the Flint, Michigan water crisis story. So they're two really great investigative journalists. They speak to survivors and parents and police. They speak all about kind of experiences. So far, there have been 7 episodes released. We've got at least one more coming, but I don't know where the story is going to go after this, because up until where I'm at in the story, which is kind of the last episode that's been released, is he's been found guilty. He confessed, and they did that really harrowing week-long victim impact statement trial. And that's where we saw really famous names like Ali Raisman get up and give really, really moving testimonies, which was a part of the deal, actually, that the prosecutor struck. They said, yes, you can plead guilty, but we are giving the opportunity of every one of these women, if they would like, to come forward and confront you. My sister was a gymnast as a kid. So for me, this is like that really strange moment where I'm like, wow, I can see how this happened. And it's really awful, but it's very powerful to listen to as well. It's on all kind of Apple Podcasts and all those places that you would get podcasts. But it is a really interesting listen. It's a really harrowing listen. It's a really emotional listen, but it's an important one as well, I think.
I think culturally, I mean, we need to look at how we...
treat these situations.
Yeah, and is not believing or skepticism the best default response to have, or should you just investigate?
How harmful is it? How harmful is it when you're not believing? And these were like kids who were coming forward.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the parents were coming out now and saying, I was in the room, I didn't see anything. I didn't see the signs. I didn't believe when they said this. And how he kind of explained it all away as well. It's a really interesting podcast. It's been really, really well done. I found it riveting. I've gotten through the 7 episodes in 2 days. And they're going to release at least one more. It's serialized, so it's coming out each week. Yeah. I think on a Monday our time or a Monday their time, obviously done in the States. And Michigan is obviously the state where Larry Nassar was kind of practicing. He was a staff member at Michigan State University. That's where his gymnastics club was based. But he traveled all over the world, all over the country.
Yeah. Is he in jail now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was sentenced on child pornography charges and sexual assault charges. Yeah.
I imagine like the whole process of recovering and dealing with this trauma, obviously I can't imagine it, but the talking about it for some of the survivors might be kind of therapeutic. So this whole process,
I think from what I gather from listening to this podcast, and again, I can't imagine what they've gone through. It's almost like yes, it's very not valid. Like their experiences are validated almost. They're like, because they haven't been believed.
Yeah, they're finally getting someone to listen.
Exactly. And this is for some of them like 16, 17, 18 years after the abuse occurred.
After being silent and suppressed and sort of internalizing that for so long.
It's really moving.
Two journos taking an interest and also pushing it out to change institutions.
It's super powerful.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. Check it out. There are two offerings this week for Swimming Upstream. We've got Dumplin, great fun film on Netflix.
Very different offerings.
Very different offerings.
Light and dark.
Yeah, exactly. And then Believed, a really interesting investigative journalism podcast on, kind of anywhere you get your podcast done by NPR and Michigan State Radio, Public Radio, I should say. Ryan, I think we've both given each other something really interesting to dig our claws into.
Hopefully the listeners like it as well.
Guys, let us know if you like it. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We're at 2SER on all the socials. Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Wonderful producer, Ryan.